Let's go around the room real quick and say hi to everybody. Liv the Web Girl, of course, is always here, but Alex is out today, so she's kind of carrying the big load today. How are you feeling so far this morning?
I'm good.
Ooh, okay, you got that. Thanks. Producer Porkchop, feverishly wearing two headphones, one for the show, one to record audio. I don't know how he does it all. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Cool, and of course, in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio Now, we got our technical producer, Lenny Bree, a.k.a. The thirstiest man in the world, always got his shirt off in every photo. How you doing there, Lenny Bree?
This is the first time you've ever introduced me, Joe.
I know. You know what? I'm trying to be inclusive here. I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Thank you.
All right, compose yourself, and we'll come back to you. You gotta let me know when he's crying like that. You
should have used that as an opportunity to drop your Instagram handle. But
no, I turned his mic off. See, listen, we need to have a rule where we're like, you can't just drop it on somebody and just randomly do it. You can be like, hey, Joe, can we throw it an Instagram handle? Fine, you know what? Let's do that right now. If you want to follow the Joe and Alex Show, at Joe and Alex Show. If you'd like to follow me, Joe, my Instagram is separate from the Joe and Alex Show. It's actually Joe Pesh Radio. That's P-E-S-H, Joe Pesh Radio. Alex, who's off today, hers is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. Live the Web Girl, what's yours?
Mine is at Liv, L-I-V, Caris, C-A-R-R-I-S.
And Producer Porkchop, what is your Instagram handle? Because we've never heard it before.
You actually just said it. It's at Producer Porkchop.
And Lenny Bree, what is yours?
You can find me at L-E-N-N-Y-B-R-I.
Ooh.
Ladies.
Ooh. Listen to that sultry voice.
And if that voice is too much for you and you're like, oh, I kind of got distracted, just go to our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and all those are linked up for you to give a follow to. That'd be something fun you can do for this Friday morning.
Yeah, go stalk us.
Now, was anybody here, did you guys do well when it came to high school? Like, did you have a chance of being the valedictorian or no? Just are we team dummy?
No, I was ranked, I think, 98th or something in the class. No, maybe not that bad.
Out of how many? 100?
No.
Oh, look at him shooting shots.
Wait, you know what? I was ranked 34th. That's what. No.
Wait, like out of all the kids, you were like the 34th smartest?
I don't know what I was ranked, but I had a 3.46 or 3.6 GPA.
Wow.
And I was like not even close to like the top 30.
That's still impressive, though.
I think I was like 70.
I was like, out of like 700 something kids, I was like 650. Like, I didn't even really go to school my senior year.
Oh my gosh, 650?
Yeah, I live.
How many kids were in your class?
Like 7 something. Ooh. I know, okay? My point being said, I'm nowhere close to this girl. There's this girl that was a valedictorian at her school, and this happened like this past week. She was giving her commencement speech and kind of addressing everything, and it's went viral. It's for some of the things she said, but also for things that she didn't say. And the thing she said is she complimented people like, hey, thanks to this teacher or that teacher. But here's some audio of her speech where she actually called people out. Listen to this.
To the teachers, thank you for being so invested in your students' education. To my counselor, thanks for teaching me to fend for myself. You expressed to me your joy in knowing that one of your students was valedictorian when you had absolutely no role in my achievements. To the staff in the main office, your negligence to inform me of several scholarships. To the teacher who was regularly intoxicated during class this year.
So, like, people started booing her.
Oh, my God.
No, the students were like, oh.
Or they were like, ooh? You think they're ooing instead of booing? Hold on, okay.
No, 1,000%.
They're like, oh, my gosh.
All right, here it is. Let me play it again.
To the teacher who was regularly intoxicated during class this year.
It's like a, oh. Okay. People are stunned. They can't believe she said that.
I cannot either. And I'm not saying that it's wrong not to hold people accountable for what they do, but is that the right place?
Love it.
You do live the Web Girl.
I absolutely love this. And this is from someone who honestly had like an awful high school experience, like absolutely brutal. I got bullied and harassed so, so, so much. And it took forever for just one teacher to step up and do something about it because I was too scared to. And there were teachers who would constantly bully me, constantly. And I wish I would have had the platform to call her out.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's very interesting. And I'm sorry you went through that, Liv. 833-563-2539. So you would be like, yeah, you tell him. You talk about that teacher of ours that's always drunk.
Oh, 1,000%. I had a teacher who was hungover all of the time. She was so rude. She was so nice to every single male in the class because she would basically flirt with them. And then to me, she was so mean, so brutal.
Did you try flirting back with her, like see if it would work?
No, because I just hated her so much that I just like wouldn't even try. And here's the thing, I talk a lot, and sometimes I was a lot for teachers to handle because I just have like so much energy and like they don't know what to do with it. And it also too, it's not like I was doing anything bad, so they're like trying to tame me but like not get me in trouble, whatever. This teacher, from the moment I walked into her class, I did not speak a word. I did not talk in that class. I did not raise my hand. I didn't contribute. I was just trying to be as unnoticeable as possible because she would target me and be so mean.
All right. Now, my thing is simply this. I agree that you need to call out like teachers. Like teachers should not be drunk for students that are being there. But for example, to me, it sounds a little petty. I thought she took away. Like it's nice when you have a school that helps you find your scholarships and do things. But at the end of the day, like that's on you and your parents to find all those things too.
No, it's not. That's literally what a counselor does.
I know, but you don't think you have to take some personal responsibility?
I mean, she probably did get a scholarship. I'm assuming so. She's a valedictorian.
She's a smart girl.
But I don't think that is literally what your school is supposed to do. There are guidance counselors there to help you find your right college, find scholarships for you. Like, that is their job.
All right, hold on. You had one more thing to say?
To the teacher who was regularly intoxicated during class this year.
Okay.